Hey, Cobbers, it's Bazza here. One of you guys seem to talk about sport. You guys woolly woofters or something. Huh? You're lifting the shirt a bit. You guys a bunch of poofs. Yeah, that's right. Get some f***ing NRL up, yeah? And maybe you get a couple more subscribers. Yeah? Go to Tykes.
Hola, boys. It's Fat Dan here. Just giving you a buzz to ask, why don't you talk about fashion anymore? I used to listen to the Snitch and Lynch show when it was on radio, and that's all you guys could talk about. Also, Snitch, stop wearing that checkered shirt with those blue jeans. It is a travesty.
Hey, Snitch, it's you. Just calling to remind you, in advance, make sure you pick up the cream for that rash you have. Also, don't forget to delete this message off the message machine when you get back home.
Hey, 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 it's Lindsay. Just calling up because I'm a bit of a dick. That's all. Bye.
Hi, boys. It's Rosebud here. Just giving you a call to say I love your show. If you're ever in town, pop down Oxford Street and pop into the tool shed, if you know what I mean. I've got a show you boys would like too.
Hey, Snitch, it's you again. On second thoughts, don't worry about getting that rash cream. It seems to have kind of cleared up itself. But don't forget, you actually still need to pick up Vaseline for tomorrow night. You know, for the party. Oh, and whatever you do, do not forget to delete this message.
Hey, Michael, it's Mum. Give me a call back.
Yeah, g'day, son. It's your father here. Look, there's no easy way to say this, but, look, we just got back from Amsterdam, and, somebody popped something in our bag. Mum thought it was herbal tea, but I don't actually think it was, because she's kind of disappeared into the walls of the house. Look, just give me a buzz back if you hear from, will you?
Hey, Michael, it's your Mum again. Look, this is going to sound weird, but can you order me a pizza, please?
G'day, son. It's your father again. Look, don't worry about that last message. We found your mother. She's eaten a fair amount of insulation, but we reckon she'll be fine.
Two guys.
Two mics.
Zero talent.
Snitch and Lins.
One, two, three, let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new fortnight, Lindsay. We are live coming from the Snitch and Lins Sydney studios. We're back in black. It's happening. What a podcast we have for you today.
We have a fantastic podcast for you today, Michael.
We sure do, Lindsay. Thanks for throwing it back to me because I've got all the stuff that's happening.
Oh.
We're going to be talking about possessions.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have a little bit of a chat about the floods. Also, we're going to be talking about buses. And Lindsay, you've got a brilliant get rich quick scheme for us this podcast as well.
Michael, have I got a rich quick scheme for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you say that every day I see you. Yeah, so, Snitch, are you rich yet? Because I've given you at least 10 get rich quick schemes. And
look how many dollars it's earned me, Michael.
Oh, you're rolling.
Every one of those strategies has taken off.
Let's hear about that next on the Snitch and Lins podcast. Lins, you had somewhat of a get rich quick scheme. We mentioned it in the intro 10 seconds ago.
Yep.
And off the top, I need to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I am astounded that the people haven't done this.
I'm an entrepreneur. I've always come up with little schemes. I've had to, you know, make a few cents.
A few cents.
And not dollars.
Every cent goes towards Lindsay's price name.
Well, like they say, if you look after the cents, the dollars take care of themselves.
Is that actually a saying?
That's a saying.
See, I didn't even know that saying.
The fact
that you know that saying, Lindsay, means to me that this scheme's going to work.
Oh, man.
And I want to tell you what it was, because I think you've actually forgotten about this.
I may have.
You have.
There's been a lot of schemes.
It's been overtaken by many others. Some have failed, some have worked, but this one really caught my eye. I have recently moved back to Sydney.
Yes.
When I got back here the first week, I was looking for a place to live.
Yes.
Okay. And Lindsay, off the cuff, I said, hey, dude, I'm looking for a place. Where should I go? I'm thinking like Glebe or something, somewhere close to the city because I work in the city.
That's fair enough, yeah.
And he said, no, dude, not Glebe. Oh, screw Glebe. Do not go there. Don't go to Mossman. Don't go to Roselle. Don't go to any of those places. Go to Balmain. And I say, Lindsay, why? Why would I go to Balmain?
It's
Balmain
boomtown.
Is one of the richest suburbs in Sydney. The rent there is going to be ridiculous. And he said, whoa, hold your horses, Snitch, because you will get paid back tenfold with that rent. Here's why. Come into my scheme.
It was a good scheme at the time.
Here we go. You rent out a place with a backyard, all right?
Yeah.
What's underneath Balmain?
Gold.
Gold, baby. Gold.
There's gold in those hills, Michael.
Your scheme, Lindsay, your idea was for me to rent a place.
Yes.
Rent, by the way, not buy a place.
Yes, rent, Michael. That's the cheapest option.
Rent a place, yeah. Rent a place in Balmain.
In Balmain.
And then dig in the backyard.
Yeah, go dig in the backyard.
For gold.
Yes.
There's Would you care gold. To elaborate on this?
Michael, my science teacher in year four.
Oh, good. At least we're basing this on some viable sources then.
Told me that there is gold in Balmain. Apparently,
is that the only reason you believe there's gold in Balmain?
Apparently it's true. I've researched it.
No. Have you actually researched it? Or is the research you getting told by your fourth grade teacher?
Either one, Michael. They're both reliable kind of quotations. But seriously, have you started digging yet? Have you moved into Balmain?
I don't live in Balmain. I did not live in Balmain, Lindsay.
Where'd you move? Don't tell me you moved to Des Moines.
I already told you that we moved to Des Moines.
See,
that's
one suburb.
Is there no gold there?
No gold.
What you should do at night,
you should run over to Balmain Park and dig some holes in the park. And then run back to Des Moines. That's what you should do, Michael. Start a gold business.
Start a gold business digging up in a park in Balmain.
Why don't you?
It sounds legit. It really does.
I don't understand.
I can sell some of your fourth grade teacher.
There is gold in the ground. Why wouldn't you dig for it? Why wouldn't you dig for that? It just makes sense.
Honestly, Lindsay, I don't know where to go with this because you are so...
I'm so keen on the idea. I'm so keen on the idea.
Why don't we do it?
Go dig.
Let's go to Balmain tonight and dig.
I'll dig.
Okay, well, Lindsay,
Michael, when I've got the nugget the size of my head and you've got nothing, then... Well.
No, I'm coming with you, okay?
Oh, okay.
I want to see your face of disappointment when we start to dig and nothing comes up.
There's no gold, we
start digging on like a landfill site and you start digging up just Coke cans.
You know what I want to happen?
I want you to dig up some fool's gold, get really excited, wet your pants, and then go to a place...
I think we should make some rules, Michael, because, you know, I guarantee that they're going to find gold.
Okay.
Since it was my idea, I think we should split it
7:30. 7:30?
Yeah, it was 70% me, 30% you.
That's actually not so bad. I didn't think I was getting anything out of this, so I'm happy with that.
You happy with that?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Is that the only rule?
Well, let's bump it up, maybe 95.5.
Oh, no, we can't change that
okay,
now.
Okay,
we had them set in stone.
Okay, but I get to be the manager, and you have to dig.
I have to dig.
I have to manage the whole production side of it, just making sure that everything's running okay, making sure no policemen come and, you know, no dog poo was stepped on.
All right, Lindsay.
Because we're in a park.
If it means that I get to see your face of disappointment, I will do anything.
Really?
Okay. I will do anything to see your dreams crushed. Next podcast, it's happening.
It's happening?
Serious. It's going to happen.
Let's dig.
All right, before we start this segment, I want to prove to people that Lindsay... Literally, we tried to start the segment 30 seconds ago, and you said, oh, dude, oh, sorry. We got halfway through it, and you said, no, we got to stop. I just farted. That is the level of class we have in here on the Snitch and Lens podcast.
It's wafting over in this corner.
Stinks!
Send it over, man. Just love it, Michael. Love the waft.
Oh, it's disgusting. Anyway, what were we going to talk about? Floods.
Floods.
That's right.
Let's talk about floods.
Yeah, so Warragamba Dam. Oh, it stinks.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Excuse me.
I'm just going to open a door. We'll be back. So the floods, Lens.
Floods are happening.
They are. There is a lot of water around, just generally, around the place. Puddles in places. Fairly big puddle called Warragamba Dam.
That's
out west.
Yep, it's getting quite full now.
Have they opened it? They've opened the gates, right?
They've opened it once, and then they closed the Hawkesbury area because, you know, floods, all the water came down in the Hawkesbury River.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to close it this weekend again because it flooded again. So
it did, yeah.
Quite a large amount of flooding happening around our area.
So that's good to know.
Yep.
I don't quite understand it, though, Lindsay.
I'm going to be
honest with you here. I haven't seen kids out with super soakers since this flooding has started, okay?
Yeah.
I've been driving around some suburbs. Where are the kids? Where are the super soakers?
Where are the super soakers?
Where are the sprinklers?
Where are the slip and slides?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Where have they gone?
Where are the middle-aged dudes cleaning their car just going to town with a hose?
Or a super soaker.
Or a super soaker. Clean your car with a super soaker. Even better.
Makes it fun.
Because there is so much water in Warragamba Dam, they want to get rid of it. Okay?
Now, the guys at the super soaker company, they felt the pinch in the drought.
Oh, they sure did,
because
there
was water restrictions. But now I feel that it's time to push the super soaker market.
Exactly. Because during the drought, man, you would be reaching for a super soaker and a government official would come and just slap your hand out of the way.
Like, none of that, son. None of that.
This is not how you live in Australia. Until the bloody wet season. It's just like, well, you go to town, kid.
It's like, kids, we got to release Warragamba Dam.
Yeah.
But there's still too much water.
Yeah.
We need you to go and buy super soakers.
Yeah, come down to Warragamba. Don't use the water from your house. We literally need you to come to the dam.
Just fill it up from the dam.
Yeah.
Go to town.
We've got some hoses. We can do it, okay? We have the technology. And we thought about it the other day as well. I mean, how do you get water from one place to another, or a liquid from one place to another, Lindsay?
Yeah.
You siphon it.
You siphon.
It's the great Aussie tradition of, the old 4x4. It's out of petrol.
So I've got to siphon it from the petrol station.
Get the old bloody Corolla around here, siphon it in the petrol tank.
There we go.
So I'm thinking, there's got to be some other dams around. Get a couple of hoses.
Yeah.
Give them a bit of a suck. Just get the water flowing. You know how to do it.
There we go.
We've all siphoned before.
Yeah, we've all siphoned petrol.
I reckon
now and then.
Three hoses max we need for that.
Maybe four. But, just to be safe.
Okay.
Come on, Michael.
All right. I'll pitch in.
These
for
are
a
garden
four.
Hoses, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Okay.
We don't need fire hoses.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
They're too big. Like
they
have you seen
big.
How much water comes out of those things?
Yeah, that is too much water.
It's too much water.
Too much water.
We don't want to drain the dam.
Let's not go crazy.
Four garden hoses. Move it to some other dams around the place. Siphon it through. Thank us later.
Bob's your uncle.
And Super Soakers, get in touch because we just promoted your product.
Yep, so we'd love some Super Soakers. Maybe two for each.
Can I get three?
Can you handle three?
I think
that's
I can.
The question.
Well, physically I can't because I've only got two hands, but I can work with a foot.
As listeners of the show might know, I do some electrical work for my dad now and then.
Yep.
Whilst I'm at uni, you need
casual
a job.
Casual stuff.
Just casual stuff. I'm not an electrician, just a trade assistant. Just going to the jobs, helping out.
Haven't got the accreditation.
No.
Haven't got the safety certificates.
But I basically do the same work.
If you see him around your home, get rid of him. Because he's not qualified.
Don't listen to what I have to say. I was doing electrical work at a school canteen, a local canteen. You know, sometimes you're on the job, you're just bored, and your eyes wander. You're just looking around the place. Just
were you perving on some of the tuck shop ladies?
No one was there.
Oh,
no
okay.
one was there, Michael. Whew. Fortunately.
This could have got litigious.
So you see the prices on the fridge of, like, you know, Zupa Dupas, Choc Buds, all those kind of things, and just the prices next to them of what they are.
Sure, like any canteen.
No, like any canteen. This is what caught my eye. Let me read you the list.
Okay, sure.
Zupa Dupas, 50 cents.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Sounds good. Popcorn, you know, 80 cents. Yeah, it's good.
Popcorn. It's just popcorn, but whatever.
Whatever.
You know, a little expensive.
Meat pies. Sometimes $2.50.
Let me hold your horses there.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Meat pies. Sometimes $2.50.
Right. So what does that mean?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Did you
Michael.
Try and buy a meat pie?
Well, no one was there because I was...
Oh, it wasn't open.
It wasn't open.
Okay.
I was thinking, hang on. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like, what determines this? Sometimes. Who was writing meat pies sometimes $2.50? Who was charging more or less for meat pies? Hmm. I want to know the rule. Is it because they're in a bad mood that they charge more? That there's like an inflation? Do they need to charge more? What? Or there's too much? There's a surplus of meat pies? Drop the pies. We got to sell them, guys.
Yeah.
Get them out the door.
Well, obviously, they're not going by the recommended retail price.
No.
Because that is a set thing.
Yeah.
Why is it sometimes?
Sometimes. You thought $2.50? That's a base rate. That's a base rate. That's what's going.
So you're not saying it's not going to go lower than $2.50?
It might. It's a sometimes rule. It's sometimes, Michael.
Does it mean they're sometimes free?
Apparently.
Did you take one?
Not this time.
No.
But Michael, since then, I've been noticing that the sometimes rule is sweeping the nation. A lot of businesses are going for it. Apparently, this unset rule of prices, it's starting to catch on.
G'day, it's Greg here from Harvey Norman. We're running on the sometimes rule. Come on down.
We might be open.
But then again, sometimes we're not. Check out our sometimes quality customer service guarantee.
Which means
sometimes we won't be assholes to you. But then again, sometimes
we will be.
That's a sometimes quality customer service guarantee. Welcome to Telstra.
Sign up to our brand new
Sometimes Connect service. Sometimes we'll connect you to what you want. Sometimes we won't.
Help, 000, my house is on fire.
Hello, Barry's Pizza.
G'day, Harry here. Come down to Holden this Sunday
for our Sometimes Sunday specials.
See this brand new Holden Cruise?
Sometimes it's 35 grand.
But get me on a good day and I'll give it to you for a sausage roll. Chuck in some sauce, I'll give you some free mats.
The Sometimes Sunday specials only available on Sundays. Sometimes.
So we went out on Friday night, Lins.
Yes, we did.
We hit a pretty cool little bar.
Yeah,
as we do as mid-20-year-olds.
Oh, we're cool. We're hip.
Oh, the kids about town. Went down the old King Street Wharf.
Yep.
I'm going to say, on the night, we were looking pretty swish. Like, we're looking okay.
We're looking, you know, decent.
We would have been, like, in the mid-range of people that were at this bar.
Yeah.
But that's pretty high for us.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
You were wearing quite a nice checkered shirt.
Yep.
I was wearing one of my new blue... I was a blue T-shirt that I'd literally bought that day.
Looked good.
So, looking good, right. Great night. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cool. I ended up going home. You ended up going home. Turns out on the Saturday night, we both get invited out to another session with some other people, some other friends. So we're both invited to it, right?
Different group of people.
And of course, I don't have a car in Sydney yet. So I give Lindsay the whole get on the blower to Lindsay. Dude, can you come pick me up?
I'm just like, you're around the corner. Sure thing.
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah.
You turn up. You're wearing a really nice checkered shirt. I'm wearing a blue t-shirt that I bought now 2 days before. We were wearing the exact same clothes, Lindsay.
The exact same outfit. Even to the shoes, we were wearing the same thing.
Lindsay, this is a worry. This is not good.
No, Michael, come.
No,
come on. Let's.
This is a worry because it would have been okay if one of us was wearing something from the night before. Okay, that would have been all right, because then we'd have been like, oh, such a slob.
Michael, you made a pact that time when we noticed it, that we wouldn't tell anyone.
I know.
And now you just blown it out to the world.
I feel that I'm creating an intervention for us, that I'm putting the intervention onto the listeners for us.
Yeah.
Because I know we have a problem. Michael. And I'm the one that needs to admit it, okay? Because it happened to both of us, and we stared into each other's eyes, seeing the fact that we're wearing the same thing as the night before, and it was just this feeling of mutual disappointment in each other.
I feel one night does not qualify as dirty clothes.
I know this, Lindsay. Okay, but like I was saying, it would have been all right if it was one of us, okay?
Yep.
Because then it would have been, it would have just been shenanigans then.
It would have been
like, you must have had a big one. Oh, so hungover, didn't get changed or anything.
Disheveled hair and everything.
It was both of us. And well, I've been depressed since then.
It's what the fans expect.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this for 24 years, Lindsay.
What, wearing the same clothes?
24 years. No, we've had 24 years learn to not wear the same clothes, and yet we still can't do it. So I need to put a law in place for us, okay? It's not working
for us. I think people are going to crack on. When they see photos of us on Facebook from Friday night and then from Saturday, and then people see it over the weekend and go, man, that guy had a crazy night. He was out in Sydney one night.
Yeah.
And then somehow later in the night, he ended up in Windsor.
Yeah.
That was an unbelievable night. Snitch and Lindsay, how do they do it?
I got to say, Lindsay, that sounds even worse. Because if you go from the city to Windsor...
No.
That is not a big night.
That is one raging party.
That's a little... If you go from Windsor to the city, that's fine.
We typically took the Vanga bus there. this week, I was having a discussion with my girlfriend, Dishy.
Oh, yes.
And
the famous Dishy.
The famous Dish.
Yep.
She wanted to invent the next jar. She thinks jars are, you know, quite an invention.
Oh, they are.
They are great.
What did we do before jars? We had clay pots.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see through them.
Yeah, and they couldn't preserve things as well as jars can.
No, not at all.
I have raspberry jam in my fridge from like 2 years ago. Still going good. Going strong.
Man, everything I have in a jar in my fridge, if it's in a jar, I will eat it.
Yeah.
I will not even check a use by date. Jar is all I need.
Yeah, the jar's a great invention. She wants to invent the next jar. Right. I don't know what that is or how it will work, but she's working on it.
She's working on it, she's talking to her advisors.
She's talking about it.
She's in the process. Wheels are turning.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
She then turns to me when she's having this idea, and she goes, who invented the jar? Instantly, cogs are turning in my head. I'm like, who invented the jar?
Okay, well,
how can I have fun?
Can't believe you didn't have that offhand. You should know this. I mean, obviously, it was Frederick Jar.
That's exactly what I said. Mr. Jar invented the jar.
Yeah.
And I was just like Alexander Bell invented the telephone and Mr. Crapper invented the toilet. So,
That cannot be real.
What?
Is that real?
Mr.
Crapper actually invented the toilet.
I'm sure a Crapper helped invent the toilet. I'm pretty sure that's real, Michael.
I hate it when you come to the show without any research, Lindsay.
You're talking to a history major here.
Oh.
So,
for people that don't know this, by the way, Lindsay is at uni learning history to become a history teacher.
Yeah.
I know my history. Your kids are going to be taught. That is a worry and a half right there.
The thing is, those are all kind of legitimate things there. And she buys it.
Yeah.
She buys it that Mr. Jar invented the jar.
Okay.
He may or may not. I don't know.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking, okay, she bought that. How far can we push this?
Trust Lindsay to use your knowledge as a history teacher to teach people the wrong stuff.
Twist minds and confuse people.
Confusion. That's all you are. You're an anarchist.
Oh, it's just...
What did you do?
Okay, so I went in and I was just like, okay, do you know President Washington? He invented the act of washing.
Washington?
A major reason why he was elected as president.
Because you're just like, you're not going to believe this, but in those clothes that you keep wearing until they fall off your body, you can actually put some water on them.
He revolutionized the whole washing industry.
Yeah.
People just used to wear the same clothes all the time.
And, man, Mr. Kelvinator,
oh,
we wouldn't even have food if it wasn't for him today.
That started to push it a little bit further.
Oh.
It was like just general common things. It's like,
sure.
You know who invented the bird or who discovered birds?
What? Who birds? They invented or discovered?
Discovered birds.
Does she think birds were invented?
Well, you know.
Okay, no, continue. That. Sorry, continue.
Mr. Bird. Mr. Bird discovered birds. Even though they've always been around, he classified them. So
he's the first person that saw the flying thing in the sky and said, you know what? No one's named this yet.
It's Mr. Bird.
They were just referring to it as that
flying thing.
Mr. Bird, he was bloody ahead of his time.
Yeah. At this point, she's getting a little suspicious.
Oh, really? No,
just a little bit. So I'm just like, I'm going to end on. I'm going to go all out here.
You're going to go out the blaze of glory.
You know who discovered the moon? Michael, on the Friday night, you mentioned that we went to a bar.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Down in the Darling Harbour.
First bar I've been to since I've been in Sydney, actually.
Oh.
Good feeling. Get out there amongst it.
Yeah, so you've been sitting in your room in Des Moines just
pretty much
crying to yourself.
I called you in confidence at 2 a.m, Lindsay. We do not mention it here.
But Michael, there was something that caught my eye that night. Mm-hmm. There was a guy next to us who was preparing a barbecue.
Oh, he was, yeah.
And, you know, he was making hot dogs and sausages and snags for
these people. Classy places we go to, yeah. With hot dogs on sale, yeah.
For people who got hungry later in the night at the club.
Yep.
Okay? It was a bit of expensive.
It's actually not a bad idea.
It's a good idea. Mm. Because sometimes it's like, oh, I'm a bit hungry, I don't want to leave the club.
Chow down a snag right now. Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. Now, Michael, this guy, I don't know what he was thinking, but before he prepared the barbecue, he somehow felt the urge to do a bit of stretches.
He...
You and me noticed this. But like, he's literally 2 feet away.
Yeah.
Stretching his legs out and his arms. I'm just like, this is not going to make the snacks taste any better.
No. What? I don't know why he was stretching.
I have never stretched before a barbecue cook-off. No.
The only thing that I think of was that maybe he had worked out a little bit before it because he thought that he was going to maybe be munching on some snags that he just couldn't resist himself. It's like, oh, cook snags. No, screw the people here. I'm going to chow down. I think that'd be a good idea. But I like the fact that you mentioned that he's 2 feet away, that you picked that hot property right next to the barbecue. That chair.
You can just
we
lean
had a
over.
Whole club we could have sat in, and you literally sat next to the bin in the barbecue. That's what we should be talking about. No wonder he's doing stretches. He's thinking, oh, I'm going to have to run away from these freaks that are so close. So, Linz.
Yep.
It's a new year for the podcast. It's 2012. I'm feeling real good about it.
It's been a good start.
It has been. I've been feeling spiritually pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that I'm really hitting my peak spiritually that I could be.
You're not fulfilled enough?
No.
Okay.
So I've got this book right here, okay?
That's a big
there
book.
There it is. Big Let's book. Just flip open the pages here.
Yeah.
This book right here, Lindsay, it's the book of yoga.
Oh.
And specifically, I've been reading through the chapter on meditation.
Okay, okay.
I think as a show and as a company,
yep.
Snitcherlands Industries, we need to meditate, okay? It says in here, 2 minutes a day.
2 minutes a day. Okay.
So what I want to do is everyone, just for 2 minutes, we're going to shut everything down. Okay.
Okay.
We're just going to relax all our muscles. Everyone, I'm talking to you listeners as well.
So
on the bus. Just,
so not just us.
Just chill out, you know, just relax every single muscle in your body. Just get a little bit tingly, you know, and everyone here is doing it too. It's going to be me and Linz and I and everyone in Snitch and Linz Industries.
Yeah.
All 50 of our employees, we're just going to shut everything off.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, will you have a real connection with us?
Yeah,
right now?
Real connection. Okay, so are you ready, Linz, man?
Yeah, let's hold hands.
Just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And it's time to meditate. I want to buy an attack owl. But I want it to be able to wear chainmail. Is that going to be way too heavy for it to carry around?
If the Antarctic doesn't have any plants, where do the penguins get all their food?
I don't think I'm ever going to feel as weird as I did when I stuck that Q-tip really far into my ear.
makes a beach towel? Is it the colours or the size?
Do Chinese takeaway shops really cook cats? Or is that just a stereotype? Either way, I'm really hungry.
Lazy people wearing human diapers. Filthy or genius?
And that's it for the Snitch and Lins podcast for this week.
We hope you had as much fun as we did.
Yeah, we certainly did. And of course, make sure you tune in next week because I'm not kidding. Start of the podcast, we did say we're going to dig for gold. We are going to do it.
Michael, I'm bringing the picks, the shovels.
I'm bringing a torch. I'm bringing one of those torch lights with the battery pack on the back.
I know a guy who has a dingo. Maybe we can borrow it. You never know.
I don't know. Those streets in Balmain, they're pretty small, Lins, man. I don't know if we're going to get one down there, but we will try.
We'll try.
So tune in for the Snitch and Lins podcast next week. But for this week, like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.